for the black community, for the civil rights movement meant basically that most of the change in the civil rights movement was social. It was the integration of schools, lunch counters, buses, and things like that. We were never that successful, actually, at negotiating with people to provide jobs. A place where large numbers of jobs turn over when at election time is in the government. It's traditional. It happens all the time. It happened last weekend when Gray got elected mayor of this town. you turn over a whole bunch of jobs, probably 500 jobs, well-paying jobs in the top of this administration turned over. And over the course of 4 years, probably 2,000 of them are going to turn over. So now you get elected mayor of this city, and when Barry gets elected mayor of this city, two things happen. One, the number of employees working for the city, I think, was around 23,000. 4 years later, Washington, D.C. has almost 30,000 workers. And by the time, Barry, we get to, at one point, we were up to like 38,000, I believe it is.
I think it was even higher than that. I'd have to recheck my notes, yeah, but it was high.
And at one point, 70% of those workers are black. So you're talking about now thousands of people making millions of dollars in paychecks now.
Right.
That they can now use to do what everybody else does. They can buy houses, and they can send their kids to college, and they can do things, and they invest in businesses and things like that, like other people have done. And so you get the largest black community in America living in Washington, D.C. And so with all of this criticism, and the Washington Post likes to do this all the time about Barry, with all this criticism, actually Barry becomes a model for these other mayors about how to do this. And I remember, for example, when I was on the city council, I was chairman of the baseball commission, actually. And I was in Oakland, California, at a meeting of the Baseball Owners Association. And I saw the mayor of Oakland. And he introduced me to some of his cabinet members. And one of the guys that I met there was a lawyer that told me that he said, Mr. Smith, he said, I have never seen Marion Barry. I don't know anything about him. But I wanted you to send him. I want to send you this message for me. I said, "What is this?" He said, "You tell Marion Barry that Washington D.C. integrated Wall Street." But my point is this: Barry finally says to these bond agents that are going to represent the city now, they get paid a fee for the bonds that we have outstanding. But the fee is on $3-4 billion. It's like hundreds of millions of dollars that some bond company is making, right? So these people come in, I think we have a 3-year contract with them, which means every 3 years we get to bring them in and interview them. So Barry says to these guys, to the, what they call the five sisters, the top rating bond company, say, you guys are all rated at the top in the city, you're all in the blue book. I know you can do this work. You're all bonded. Now what I want to know is how many of you all have some relationship with a minority firm? And of course nobody ever heard this before. So they said, well, we don't have any minority firms with any experience. Barry says, well, if you team up with some of them, they have some experience. Now, he told me, and I'll tell you what else he would do. He would go to Wall Street. You heard Gray say the other day, they're getting ready to go up there. February, they're going to Wall Street. Barry started this. He said, I want to see what your offices look like. Now Marion Barry was born in Mississippi, and he still has a little cut in his, when he walks, he's... So I never went up there with it, but I can imagine what this looks like with him strutting into these Wall Street offices. I've heard people say that, they said these people recruit blacks because they knew that they wanted to get the bond issue for this city. Now it becomes an economic benefit to them to hire black people.